if we get into the meaning of what the Noisi is, just the being that this Tesis is mamish line by line, it's mamish tani ruchni Rashana Daflam and Gimel. So many sides the Kenyanim. Just quickly, just I want to just pick out one or two or three quick things that you say the stick of things that are clearly a stick of things that you see from Tesis, a little related to the sugya, a little not related to the sugya. But the first thing, Tesis is handling the shmuz of ladies are let him make a bracha on a mitzvah shas ban grama. That means on a mitzvah that patin are let him make a bracha. And Tesis mavuah that on the tzad that they're not allowed, he gives a list of the brachas they wouldn't be allowed to make. Included in his list is they wouldn't be able to make Bechus Kriya Shema, Kiddush, and Abdullah. And there's a big chiddush in this thesis, because a lot of the neschais and the rishayim, why they can't make a bracha, is because they can't say v'tzivanu, because it's a sheker. A sheker is shalom tzivanu, v'tzivanu. V'tzivanu, you're not commanded. So that's the back and forth. Men are commanded, could you say v'tzivanu? But it would come out according to that, and that's how many paskin l'maisa, but it's far them a chayish for the shita. That any bracha that doesn't say vitzivanu, no problem, a lady can make. But Tosfos says, first Kiddush, Havdalah, Bechus Kriya Shema, there's no vitzivanu. And Tosfos says, on the tzad, the ladies are pot and azach, they can't make a bracha, they wouldn't be able to make Kiddush, Havdalah, and that also. They have to do that out of vitzivanu. Where's the Negei? And I know by the Sfadim, it's a big machlokes amongst the last two, in the last generation, the leading Paiskim of the Sfadim was Rav Avadya Yosef with Rav Ben-Tzion Abishol. And they have mamish too with ladies davening. Rav Avadya Yosef has a siddur. In the siddur for the ladies, there's no bracha brach shama and no bracha vishtadach. Because since there's a tzad, the ladies are potent tefillah, and it's a potent tefillah, they're potent psukah de zimra, so they can't make the bracha brach shama and yishtadach. According to Tosfos, it's 100% true. But Mitzin Abishol passed like the Rishonim that it's only brachas that say vitzivanu. And therefore he said tzad, the ladies are allowed to say brach shama and yishtadach, even though maybe they're not chayiv in tefillah, it's a suffix. So this. Who?
And everybody is on Rabban. Rabban says Bruch Kriyish was a bracha on the mitzvah. That's what
he...
No, Shaykh. It's not connected to what I'm saying. It's nothing wrong connected to what I'm saying. I'm saying a different thing. If ladies are pata, Tais says they can't make Bruch Kriyish. That's what it is. So I'm saying, why not?
I'm saying,
why they pata? That's not my shmuz. That's not the shmuz. I'm reading the Tais. I'm going to get off. Again, I'm saying one small thing. Tais says if ladies are pata in Bruch Kriyish, they can't make the bracha. So now I'm being... There's no vitzivanu. What, you have something on that?
Right.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying that you see Tosfos that when this thing came into bracha has nothing to do with hakadosh baruch hu. That's what I'm saying. And that's the machlokes between Rabbi Shaul and him, which is negela ma'isa b'svadim baruch shem and yishadach. That's all. That's other rishonim say. The problem is also the vitzivanu. Tosfos, we're not like that.
I'm thinking it's not the problem. What is it?
What? What you can't make a bracha if you put in the bracha. You know, I'll make a bracha. You know, I'll say a shay, bracha to Hashem. If I'm potter, that's what's hard to understand. I'm potter in the bracha. I can't make the bracha at all. The other side is the chiddush that I'm allowed to say, but if it's Yvonne, I can't say. Otherwise, I'll the king, I can say, you can't make. You can't make. If you're potter in the mitzvah, you can't make. What? Kiddush, Abdullah, and Bruch Krishma. That's all. I'm saying the same thing. I said, I'm potter. What? That's a shaila what Bechus Kriyishma is. It's a shaila what it is. I'm not getting involved in that. That's a sugya that would need its own booklet and its own sugya. What's Bechus Kriyishma? We learned about it. That's a shaila. You're allowed to say Kel Mach Neman. Is it a problem? Is it a hefsek? Is it not a hefsek? Is it going about it? This is the whole sugya. We could talk about Bayer too. There's a lot of big sugyas. I'm saying Shas is very big. There's no shaykhas to our Indian, and that's what I'm talking about. All we have is one thing. Is the problem vitzivanu, or is the problem even without a vitzivanu? Because if you're not chayav, you can make a bracha. Some say it's out of vitzivanu. Tosfos says, is mavu even it's not out of vitzivanu? Ad kan. What? Later on he says the problem vitzivanu. Okay, I hear, but it's not a... Okay, that's a... Maybe it's another problem. Maybe it's a second problem. But Tosfos says clearly he had the Rambam and Tzibarim. Adkan. Next. Okay, two. This is supposed to be the easy part. They're just the little tidbits till we get to the Shmuz. Two. Tosfos says that. Tosfos says that his opinion is that bracha levatala is only midrabanan. This day you make a bracha levatala. If I just decide that even though I made a shackle, but it was so gishmak, I want to make a shackle a second time on my soda because it's so delicious. That's a bracha levatala. Is that the raisa or is that the rabbanan? So Tosfos is of the opinion of the Roshana and many other Roshanim, the Ritva, the Rivash, many Roshanim, the Rush, all go that bracha levatala is only midrabanan. The Rambam. Some Amidayak Naram is a Raisa, Magan Avram says the first is a Raisa, the Shmusadim has a whole patent to go and say even that the Rambam is only Rabbanim, Chazanish seems to go that way. So in the Rambam, it's a Machalik, it's a Raisa Rabbanim, Magan Avram is clear it's a Raisa, and in the other Rishonim, it's clear that it's Rabbanim. Now, Tosfos proves his Shita. He brings a Raisa from the Gemara as follows. The Gemara says, Safik Embis Viatsiv, since it's a Safik de Raisa, Safik Embis Viatsiv, Yechoyzev O'ima Embis Viatsiv. Which includes the bracha of Gal Yisrael. So, Zok Tosfos, that if bracha levatala would be an issa deraisa, so you have two things in front of you. You have a suffik kiyim deraisa, and you have a suffik issa lesisa. So, Sheval Tasa. You can tell me, oh, since it's a suffik deraisa, you have to do it. I know, but it's a suffik issa deraisa of Shem Shema levatala. So, how would you be able to do it? Zok Tosfos, you have a shpar from them that the Issa of the Sisa on the Rabbanon, but the Issa of the Rabbanon, if you have a Chid Raisa, the Issa of the Rabbanon is overrided, you don't have to worry about it, and the Mela, you have to do your Raisa. That's the words of Tosfos. Now, Lachar is what to think about. Because Bracha Levatala is a Bracha Levatala, but if the Psak is Saf Deraisa L'chumra, because it's a Deraisa, so I'm going to do the Bracha. I'm going to do the Bracha, so it's not Levatala. So let Bracha Rabbanon, let Bracha Levatala be the Rabbanon. And even if it's Rabbanon, it's not so simple. They have to say they want guys to buy from Zeh because you don't do a mitzvah deraisa if you have this rabban in front of you. So you have to say, okay, but makam zeh legot, that's what they're saying. But even if it's deraisa, what's the problem? So there's what to talk about. I just want to try to throw out one side and explain another shita based on this. Safed deraisa l'chumra, now let's have a safed matzah. Safed deraisa l'chumra, you have to eat matzah again. Do you make a bracha on the matzah the next time? So most, and that's the halacha, say you don't. Because on the mitzvah it's a safed deraisa, on the bracha it's a safed rabbanan. Others say you do. And that's as far as very gishmak. Because once you mechuyev in the mitzvah, make a bracha on the mitzvah. I have a chiv to do the mitzvah, they suffer. So now it's kapasa to do the mitzvah. So what's up to do the mitzvah? Why can't I make a bracha? So maybe the two things are totally the same shmuz. This that is a psak of safed deraisa l'chuma. What's the gedder of this psak? Is the pshat that safed deraisa l'chuma means that the Torah was mechayev me to do it myself? Let's say there's a pasuk, b'chat v'chayim. Chayedim says that's the makar. So now, bivadoyis, I'm going to do the mitzvah misafik. Because I'm in a matzvah of a safik, ichaba vadoyis take a mitzvah, because the Torah says safdra isla chumra. If that would be the case, so then, l'chayr, there's no tzad to a bracha levatala. And if that would be the case, l'chayr, you should be able to make a bracha mitzvah on it. Because there's no safik on the bracha, the safik is on the mitzvah. Once you have the mitzvah, of course you have to make a bracha. But if you say that safdra isla chumra doesn't mean, we're not machriya, it's a safik. Avad on the tzad you made the bracha, you're about to make the bracha again. The din of Esachum just says, the balta to shav the reisa, you have to be worried for the tzad, you didn't do the mitzvah. It's mechayv you to be chayv for the tzad. It doesn't mean that there's no tzad that you're about to. Avad on the tzad you're about to. I don't have a bad mechayv, I have a suffik mechayv. At the end of the day, I'm still in a matzav of suffik. Since I'm still in a matzav of suffik, so you're right, there's something being mechayiv me, but there's also something apata. So we have to do it me suffik. I know, but if I have a tzad issa, the tzad is a suffik, it's levatala. So then I can't do it. So then it's still kind of the tzad suffik, the mele will be a bracha levatala. And so too, even though you're doing the mitzvah me suffik, you can't make a bracha mitzvah on it. Because maisa it's far to suffik, and it's suffik, you have to call it suffik bracha lekula. So maybe these two noisim are totally abaha. And they're both telling him what together Safed Reis L'chumr is. Safed Reis L'chumr is a machayiv in the matzah of Safed Bivadois. Bivadois, I have to do myself. Well, no, it's just telling me, be lochish for the tzad that you didn't do it yet. But it doesn't mean that the tzad you did it already is there. And it doesn't mean it's nachas of Safed. And then mainly you have to be worried about the Yisurim and the problem of making a bracha. What? Seder Chalitza has so many pratim, mekolam, beidnas, I don't know. So, yeah, I don't know.
It's like, you know, it's like every time you come to a sex sacred, they say the shachar. Can't make your own sex sacred. There's somebody call them, so you don't know. I don't know. The Taisus Rosh Hashanah is totally not a sugya. I'm just saying over the words of Taisus. Unbelievable chiddush to know that Taisus is mechiach from the fact that a katan could be mitzi a gadol in a mitzvah rabbanon, that a rishus could be mitzi a chiyuv when it comes to the rabbanon. So first of all, that's a chiddush. Din is a chiddush nifla. I'm a rishus. I could be mitzi because it's only the rabbanon. And l'chayr Taisus is nemigon a katan. L'chayr is going to sheet of the rabban that the mitzvah chinuch is on the father. So the katan is b'chal considered a rishus. It's not even a mitzvah rabbanon by him. Or else Taisus maybe his trade rabbanon, chad rabbanon, Taisus not getting involved in that. Taisus calling it a rishus to a rabbanon. Taisus considers the katan a rishus because the mitzvah is only in the father and has a mardik a chiddush. A rishus could be mitzi a rabbanon. Yeah, this is clear, yeah. And Taisus himself is mvuah. This that we allow ladies to make a bracha on mitzvah tapatin is good for gebayt because lesis is only drabbanon. Okay, now it's a little bit we spoke about last week. We didn't know that next week the sugya was going to be this, so we got into it a little last week. But just make a quick sikun and what we have the way. What I'm saying over there is where Kvega in the tshuva is magdit that there's two gemaras. There's a gemara tmura and there's a gemara in brachas. Brachas of the Gimel says that if someone makes a bracha levatol, he's over lesisa. Lesisa is by shvu shav. He made a shvu b'shem Hashem l'shav. And the Gemara says if you make a bracha levatol, it's lesisa. Gemara Tmura brings a pasuk as Hashem kechatira and says it's only nasei that if someone says Shem Shemayim levatol, it's a bit lasei. So Pashas, what comes out with Kvega is magdir. Is what comes out is like this. If you say Hashem's name in vain, and you just say, let's say G-D would be considered saying Hashem's name. So a guy just says, oh my. Right? So it's not a praise, it's not a hidah, it's, you know, because you're in a bad mood, what are you letting out of Hashem for? So I swear by, you know, people use the nusach. Or I don't know, you're just not careful. You say Hashem's name. So that it's not a praise. It's not, so that's a bit, that's an issa of Hashem l'kechatira. It's a deraisa of Hashem l'kechatira. You sing Hashem's name in a horrible eifin. Not derech kavod, not derech shvach, not derech chedah. That's Hashem l'kechatira. It has nothing to do with a shvu shav. You didn't make a shvu, you didn't do anything. But it's deraisa. Then there's something called a bracha. There's something called a bracha levatol, and the Chazanish is magdir the hagdara like azay. And l'chayr it's going to come out like some rishonim this hagdara could be the rabbanon, but the other rishonim could be the reisa. And the hagdara is like this: that just like there's something called a shavua shav, a shavua is a shavua in the name of Hashem has a certain chashivas to it. It's a shvua, it's a bear, it's a cheftz, it's a shvua. And you do it in the name of Hashem, it's putting Hashem into it. We'll call it Yilageshus Alakaidish through a shvua. And you can only do that if the shvua has verta to it. If it's sheker, you can't do it. If it's shav, you can't do it. And that's an issa deraisa. There's something called a matbeah of a bracha. Now, Ephraim showed me Chochmah Shleima in what was it? Reish Tezvav? Reish Tezvav Dalad. Again, it's definitely, you have to see how he says it. It's related to the way the Chazanish is saying it. I'm just saying it in the nusach of the Chazanish. You can see how he says it, but it's also geboit on the same Indian, that the fact that a bracha is greater makes it more problematic. The Hainu, it's the greater you are, you have to be more careful with what you're doing. So, I'm allowed to say, that's clear. I could say, Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Shakol Ne'abedor. I can say that. Such a beautiful praise. Ata, you are Hashem. So Zokta Chayadim. So I can't say Baruch Hashem. What? I got worse because I added to my bracha. I'm just better. I'm calling you Makar Bracha too. And it's true. He shall call me Avidvari. And he's very preates. And that's I don't really understand the way the Chum Shalim says. I'll get into it because even if I'm not eating my fruit now, but I was never from fruits all my life, I still have what to be passed on. That's why I don't understand so good the way he's saying it. But the Chazanish is saying it that a bracha is Lageshus ala Kodesh. There's a bear called bracha, just like there's a bear called shvua, and it's something very special.
And that you're only allowed to do according to the way Chazal set it up for you. So it's more geshmak, that's the Issur Rabbanan. And it comes out that Avada, I'm praising Hashem. So there's no Shem Shemayim Levatola of Gemara Tmura of Hashem HaKechatira. And I'm not making a Shavu Shav, Deraisa, but as Mechina Rabbanan, there's an Atzmachta, on Leifisa, that you're being Lageshes HaLakaydesh, you're using this unbelievable thing called the Bracha, which in itself is a powerful thing, that in the world of Torah, there's something called the Bracha, there's the Emes Hazak, so there's something called the Shavua, and you're using it on your own accord. Now the Pnei Yeshua, the Chassam Sefer calls it like Baltoisiftik. You're going your own way, but the point is, at the end of the day, you're doing it not up in the way they allowed you to do it. That's Isra Banan, and it's going to come out Loit Taisvis, Loit the Rambam, maybe that's going to be even Isra Deraisa, because you're being mishtamish with a Dove Kaddish, with a bear that forgets his lakaydish, not in the way that you give permission to do that, and that's a zilzul and fight shemaim, and that you're not allowed to do. Just like you're not allowed to make a shuv, you can't make a bracha shuv. You can only do the bracha in the place that you're allowed to do the bracha. And that's what's coming out. So now, the chay adam holds for sure, can't be isra deraisa. Can't be deraisa. So at best it's an isra, but it doesn't say what this is. So we have a Chazanish explaining this, and once he says explains this, so good. I don't know, take it further, maybe it's Isra Isa too. He's explaining the sissa. But the Chayodam goes on, and he says that if you look at Alta Machzorim, says the Machzorim, Yishonis, between the Tkiyas, they used to make a Yiratzen, and they would answer, Baruch Atah Hashem, Shemei Tfil. Zok the Chayodam, that you should rip out the page from the Mazza. You should rip it out. Because this nusach in your magza is being going brach levatolos. Mainly, you got to take it out. Now, lechayra, there's a makam liyashiv here, the minik ha'olim. It's a minik keduma. It's in the old magzayim. Now, again, what I'm saying now is not lahalacha dahainu, because the prima gadim and the chavetz chaim paskin now. What I'm saying now, lehedya, but lechayra as a yishuv for this alter minik lechayra, we have a very strong makam liyashiv. Because the Gemara says, Kol bracha Hashem b'shem u'machlas is not a bracha. That means if you don't say, Hashem elekeinu, melech ha'olam, it's not a bracha. Avadrom explains, bracha is a kabbalah samach shemayim. That's what it is. It's mamash kabbalah samach shemayim. So if you don't say melech ha'olam, it's a shem bracha. So just like the chay adam, and we know, the Mishabur in 7a brings some kegel like that, you're allowed to say Hashem is great, and the way the chay adam writes it, you're allowed to say, Atta hu Hashem elekeinu, melech ha'olam. You can't say baruch. Why? Because the is only bracha levatol. So why can't the chayyadim feroys and say, if you said baruch, we didn't say shema machas, it's also not a bracha levatol. Baruch ata Hashem, shema tefil, doesn't have shema machas. Doesn't have shema machas, not a bracha. It's a tefil ba'alma. It's just praise of Hashem. So even though you use the nuscha bracha, but baruch without a shema machas is not a bracha. So Mela, why would this be a beautiful yishuv to the minig ha'olam, that you should be able to say baruch Hashem, shema tefil. Now, the chayyadim, Mishabur in the Be'alacha quotes from people, God says, nah, it says that even though you don't have a Shem, but for Brach Levatollah, since he said Nusach Baruch, it still is a Shem Brach to be asked for Brach Levatollah. Okay, I hear, but it could be the ones that, whoever is behind this Nusach, disagreed with this and held that it's not a Brach and doesn't go to this Brach Levatollah. I think it would be Geshmak Yishuv to the Shita. It's a big machot, it's a machot for Shem, because maybe it's a Brach of Shem Esri, it's a Levatollah. Same thing. Right, you first brought him from a tefillah. So maybe it's only a tefillah. Maybe it's not a shah brachah matallah. You can do me suffer. But we're worried for other Rishonim that say. What? No, because you have a chiv. You say when you're mechuyiv.
That's because
no, even if it's not a brachah. Again. You're not allowed to make your own tefillah, brachah Hashem Shema tefillah. Tefillah derech is a gemara, it's a sugya.
But if it's a tefillah,
right? If it's a tefillah, you let it say Shem Hashem? Not if you fear it's brachah Hashem, that's saying.
By tkiyas,
it's man-made. There's no chiyuv. There's no takana, no gemara.
It's a
tefillah. So that's the shaila. Are you allowed to make a tefillah? Baruch Hashem Shemei Tefillah. That's the shaila.
There's no chiyuv to say this tefillah. That's the problem.
There's no chiyuv to make the tefillah. So are you allowed to say the Baruch Hashem? I'm allowed to make a tefillah and say Hashem. By Rosh Hashanah, we say Yirotzins, right? There's any way to say Yirotzins. No shaila Hashem Shemei Levatola. It's a beautiful tefillah. But if, let's say I would say to Yerotz and Firas, Baruch Hashem Shemei Tefillah, am I allowed to do that? Chayadim says, no way. That's a Baruch Levatola. It's a Chiv. I'm allowed to make a Baruch Hanechana Kedu.
It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. It's takonas chazal. You have to make a tefillah sederach.
Because you have to make a bracha, or does it have to say a tefillah?
Well, you're mechuyev to say this. You're mechuyev to say this. But if you're not mechuyev to say it, then there's a shayla. Maybe it's levatal. Now Tosfos Masechta Shabbos and the Frichas of the Beis says, come to explain the Gemara. The Zor gets up to do Birchas Kehanim. Right? Get to the Tosfos. I don't know how to learn the Tosfos because I see that some people learn not like I learn. What the Gemara says, a zor can't make can't duchen, right? A zor can't duchen. So why can't a zor duchen? Why can't a zor duchen? So first I said, what do you mean? There's nothing wrong with saying yivarecha. I mean, I'm not a sedra, I say yivarecha also, right? Pesukim in the Torah, you let us say yivarecha. So what's the problem? And Taisif, the problem is bracha levatol, not bal Taisif, not something else. Talking about bracha levatol, I'm saying words in the Torah. So I said, mstamatisis means the bracha on the duchenik. And I see that's a chumsaifa learns. Now, again, the chumsaifa learns like that, I myself, when I'm kitais, not that it makes any difference what I say myself, I'm just saying, but the chumsaifa learns that way, and yeah, right away, but then when I look back at the Gemara a second time, I don't know, the Gemara says, Zohar is not a duchen, so duchen without a bracha. I'm saying, how many times do you do mitzvah without a bracha? The Gemara says a zor can't duchen. Just say a zor can't make a bris mitzvah duchen. You know, just like ladies. I know if my kid misses Sfira, my girls, they don't count anymore. And I explained to them that the bracha has nothing to do with the mitzvah. The mitzvah's counting, and you still get the mitzvah. If they don't make a bracha, they didn't count. Right? It's not like that. So how can Gemara say a zor can't do bris kehanim? Be good. It sounds like the problem is the bris kehanim is the problem. Now, Zok Taisus is Bracha Levatala. What's the Bracha Levatala? Same Pesukim in the Torah. L'chayra, this Taisus, if we're right, if this is Tantayi, now Chesavim says we're wrong. Chesavim says it's on the Bracha Mitzvahs, and I'm wrong. The Gemara means the Bracha on it. Fine. I'm just, on my own, I'm saying, I don't think the Gemara sounds like that. Now, we have maybe a Nesivus that would explain this. The Nesivus, now if you want to see it, we spoke about it last week quickly. It's in Beis HaSafik in Yeridea. It's Kufyud. Kufyud is Svekek, old Svekas. In Beis HaSafik, Sifkat and Chaf. The Nesiva says the Issa of Bracha Levatala is a new Hagdara. Is he's coming off from the Gemara in Brachas and the Chafal? The Gemara says Havai Shisfal Kol Yom Kulei. The Rishonim say Bederech Nedava. He's saying Nedava is Lav Dafka Tefila. When you do something Derech Nedava, it's not a problem. You do something Derech Nedava, it's not a problem. According to Nesiva, it's going to come out an unbelievable chiddush. I right now want to say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Hashem Shakol Nei B'Dvarei because I love you Hashem and I couldn't think of a better shvach than that. It's not a problem. It's not worse than saying Atah Hashem Elokeinu Shakol Nei B'Dvarei, which is the Chayyim's question. This that is a problem of Bracha Levatala is where you're doing a davar shel chayv when you're not mechayved. I'm doing it derech chayv and I'm doing it derech chayv even though I'm not mechayv. Maybe it's about Tosef, like the Pesha was saying. But the point is that's the problem of Bracha Levatala. And he says clearly if you have a suffix on Kriya Shema. And Kriya Shema would be the Rabbanon, and you do Kriya Shema again, it would be Asa. You're not allowed to do it again. I'm saying Pesukim in the Torah, because you're not doing it for Torah, you're doing it for the Chayva of Kriya Shema. While you're doing it for the Chayva of Kriya Shema, it's a problem of Shem Shemayel Batola when you say a Kriya Shema, there is Chayva. Azoi Shtetin and Nesiv, somebody. Azoi, it will come out that Bichus Kehanim, even though you're saying Pesukim in the Torah, but if you're the Zohar getting up, oh, I want to bench and do Berchus Kehanim, and I'm doing it Derech Chayva, not Derech Nedava, Derech Nedava, stop, Derech Nedava, what are you doing? Terech Nedava, I'm going to Duchen too. I'm getting involved in this Chayva, would have a problem, Shem Shemayim Levatola, Bracha Levatola, can you say in Hashem's name, the Bracha of Berchus Kehanim Levatola. Yeah. I don't know about mass. I don't know what Eli is mass.
I'm not sure if Zyotzi wants to say it again.
What?
You do
what? Right?
So he wants to
have
a
Sishma
again.
Oh, you're doing a Misafik. I don't know if that's a problem.
That's
you have a Tzad Chiv. What do you want to know what? If you have a Suffolk? If you have a Suffolk? You have a Suffolk Reisa.
So
you're Mechuv do a Suffolk Reisa. You're going to talk when you're not really Mechuv and you're doing it.
You're
Chayva. That's not cool. Who told you Pasuk HaMaisha? Pasuk HaMaisha. I'm worried. Pasuk HaMaisha, that's my din. But there is another Shita. So like that Shita, I'm being chayish for another Shita. So I'm doing it for Tzad Chiyiv. But if there's no Tzad Chiyiv, but I want to make my own, do it on my own. I want to make my own. I mentioned Chiyiv. Three times a day to make a shakal. I only made two. And I have no drink in front of me. So I make my own shakal. That could be a problem. But if you're doing it because there's a Tzad Chiyiv, you can't do it. Which mitzvahs?
No, so that's the tesis over there. That's the tesis. Even like Tennessee. Not like, since men have a chiv, so then maybe then you let her do it. Something that men have a chiv, so then you could do it. That's how you, whatever the sugi of Nashim is going to be. It's not going to change like Tennessee. That's just the Hagdara. I'm just fair ice.
What's the
Birchus Kaihanim is like Kriyashma. Shem Shemayim Levatola, the Birchus Kaihanim is a Brachel Levatola.
You're doing the same
Kaihanim. Yes.
That's
what we're talking about. That's the answer. This is the Shem Chayv. There's always Gemara's Brachel Levatola. Who's the Dira Shem Chayv? That's what we're talking about. When the Gemara handles Levatola, it's what you're doing with Shem Chayv. So you're doing with Echidav, it's going to be Mutter. Okay, just the last schmooze, it would be what's this Baruch Shem? What happened when we say Baruch Shem? What are we doing exactly? Now, the Rambam's nusach is that you say Baruch Shem, that Kedera you should make a Baruch Levatala. It's a very funny lesson. It almost sounds like Baruch Shem is Misak. I remember Taplin and Sefer has a whole simon, mamish, hundreds of mamakayim on this thing. Back and forth, yes, from a shimon on this. I didn't look it up this time. I remember seeing it a long time ago. But the Rambam's meductic that when you say Baruch Shem, you're misaken. Any way we're going, I don't understand how it could be. How could it be? He's saying, because then you say a praise on the Shem Hashem. So if I say the Shem Hashem, B'loshem praise Gufa. How can it be better? If it's Lavdafka, Meister, the tourism first, that it's not, it's just, since you did the Aveira, so give back, like, you over Aveira V'chil Hashem, Shabinian says, do Kiddush Hashem. You mazalzel and fight Shemaim, so make Kiddush Hashem. You lack the Kabbalah Samach Shemaim, so say Baruch Shem. That's the Pashas. No, you're doing this, just the gates. Yeah, okay. The Marit is medayik in the Gemara like Tosin Rosh Hashanah, because the Gemara says the only problem is Shem Shemayim Levatol. He holds Levatol. It sounds like in vain, like for no purpose. But if you're doing it to give a shvach, that wouldn't be called Levatol. Therefore, you see like Tosin, there's no deraisa when your kavan is proper. Okay. Yeah. What?